Hello.
Hey, Mr. McGee?
This is Zach. How can I help you?
This is Marie. I was calling to see did you get the paperwork straight.
Yeah, I voided it.
Excuse me?
I voided the paperwork.
So are you still interested, or what's going on?
I think at this time we should probably just part ways. I think that's the best thing to do.
What happened?
Excuse me?
What happened?
With your brother needing to be there, and, you know, I think it's just best if we probably part ways. I don't think it's good for our future business arrangements.
Well, he's not going to be there forever. He's only going to be there like a year.
Well, here's the thing. It's not necessarily the price. You know, the price is the price that we talked about. But with him staying there at $200 a month, there's really, you know, just being honest with you, I don't think that's feasible.
So why didn't you start with before I signed any contracts? Sir.
Well, we didn't sign anything. You signed something, and then there was an error on it, and I informed you of the error. And, you know, I hadn't signed anything yet. We did agree to something, but we did not bona fide the contract. And, you know, after more due diligence on it, I think you're asking too much, to be honest with you. And I'm not here to beat you up. I don't want to lowball you an offer, but at the same time, it's just after looking at it more and going out and seeing it, you know, it's assessed at $11,000. You know,
that's not the point. What it was assessed at, the point was that you kept calling me for the property for to buy it. Then you agreed to buy it for $25,000 after you called me repeatedly about buying the property.
We were under the understanding of that it was for the Lawrenceville property.
Wait a minute. I didn't cut you off. Don't cut me off.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
We had agreed for the sale of the property for $25,000 that my brother would stay on it until he got him somewhere to go. You told me to sign the contract for that. We agreed on that by phone. That's why I signed that contract for $25,000. How can you renege on a contract that...
We didn't sign it, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And also, we were under the understanding that it was for the Lawrenceville property. And, you know, although I do want to do business with you, you know...
No, that's not what you told me. You told me... It was
the first property we were speaking about was for the Lawrenceville property, in my understanding. And then you said, no, it was not. It was for the one on Manning.
Just send me something stating everything was voided, and I appreciate it.
Okay.
I have to have something stating everything is voided, because I don't think this was fair. It really wasn't.
Okay.
But
well, you want me to shoot you a text? I mean, we've already voided the agreement. We didn't sign anything.
But I did. My name was on that piece of paper. I don't know what you guys are doing on the end, because I can't see you. I was taking your word at what you agreed to by contract. You told me to sign the contract, and that would be it. It's done. How many days be it done by April the 11th?
Listen.
But that's messed up. Just do that for me. And I hope everything be fine. Just do that for me.
Okay, and here's the thing. You know, the error of the money that would be due to you is significantly less than what we agreed upon. I'm happy to send you a voided agreement, but I will say you signed for a $2,500 deal, which I'm not going to go forward with. So I don't really think it's fair for you to you know.
I did not sign for a $2,500 deal. I know what you sent me, sir.
Your signature has it right here. I'm just saying. I'm not going to go through with it, but I'm looking at it right now.
Well, y'all doing something crooked on your end, because I know what's on my end. I know what I read.
Okay.
Please
report
all of this stuff, please.
Yeah, I'm going to, but my point is, you know.
Send me a text. Send me an email. You send me something stating that this was voided. I did not agree to no $2,500 to you guys.
Okay. And we understand that, but your signature says otherwise, which we will still void because we don't do business that way.
Okay, thank you.